Hello, business owners, entrepreneurs, and executives. Welcome to today's Business Radio, a new hybrid radio show that airs both on air as well as online and on demand. We discuss all the topics relating to your business. Today's Business Radio interviews experienced business advisors to help you build enterprise value, improve profitability, and plan for your eventual exit. Whether you're an entrepreneur just starting out, a seasoned business owner, or a top-level executive, today's Business Radio will help you achieve your personal and professional goals. Today's Business Radio is available around the clock, around the world, online, and on demand at todaysbusinessradio.com. Now, the host of today's Business Radio, Tom Lyons.
Hello, this is Tom Lyons, host of today's Business Radio, along with Sam Zordich, my co-host, and Greg Jorgensen. And today we're going to talk about Greg and his firm, Real Niche Media. Greg, can you tell us a little about your background? I know that you've done a number of radio shows over the years, and you've impressed us with your prowess as a producer.
Well, I got into the media business about 6 years ago. Coming from a real estate background, we started a real estate radio program 6 years ago on the radio. And it proved to be a pretty worthy adventure for us. We generated a lot of business off the show. We learned how to create radio and do it well. We learned what to do and what not to do. And it really was a great experience for us. And to this day, we still have that radio program going. Since that time, I've started various other radio programs. Some have aired all across the United States. I've had some shows in Boston, Phoenix, Minneapolis, and smaller markets around the United States, Nashville. And radio is a very powerful medium for communicating information, but doing it in such a way that you're able to really connect with people. And, you know, you look at the power of talk radio, it really is a powerful medium. This is one of the best ways that people do connect. There's a lot of people that run their own businesses in today's world, and one of their only connections to the world is through talk radio. Otherwise, they're into their business most of the time, and they're building their companies and dealing with employee issues and doing all these other things. But for the most part, a business owner is kind of a renegade. They're out there on their own doing what they want, doing what drives them, doing what they see can, you know, help them succeed. And they oftentimes connect with talk radio as a way to have that social interaction between the host and themselves. And talk radio can be very powerful for business owners. Business owners don't realize this, but they can use the power of talk radio to grow their companies. And that's what I like to do with Real Niche Media.
So the other shows you produced there about commercial real estate and other business issues?
We have three radio shows regarding real estate. I've got another show regarding the financial markets. And then we've got this show, Today's Business Radio, which I brought to you a couple years ago. And we've been building it since and putting the right team together to bring these principles and practices to the table for business owners to be able to succeed and grow their companies. And this is a real passion of mine. The entrepreneurial spirit is huge. And I love what people are able to think up and create and do. And I wanted to create a program that would help business owners, would help entrepreneurs, would help really get some great information out there. And when I do a show, I don't do it in such a way that we're trying to promote ourselves or toot our own horns. We're really trying to communicate information where people, once they recognize that the quality of the information is really, really high, they're going to want to do business with the people that are a part of the programs just by the fact of those folks have really demonstrated their capabilities within the topics that we're covering. And that's what I like to do with all of the productions that I put together, whether it be radio or video. Video is a strong tool that is being utilized online right now. And the playing field is really being leveled in the multimedia realm where business owners can now utilize these new media tools to grow their companies.
Well, I think we'll have Miss Sam star in the videos, but I'll take care of the host job on the radio. We've had some pretty good discussions about the new media in the past, and I think we're going to bring some of those to light in these programs. But can you tell us how you arrived at the name Real Niche Media?
You know, real niche media, I think most people can recognize the fact that there's no such thing as mass media. You know, the mass media is pretty much useless at this point. With the onset of the internet and the creation of technology, you've got media is being fractionalized. You've got so many different places that somebody can grow their business. And the idea that you can go to one source, one network, one company, and reach the masses is no longer available. And so what companies have to do now is figure out the niche that their audience is going to. They have to figure out where they're going to go and get a message out to that audience. So companies have to niche themselves. They have to focus on something. They have to create branding around a niche. You can no longer serve everybody because you can't afford to market to everybody. So you have to find your niche. You have to discover where your audience is going to learn about that niche. And that's what Real Niche Media does. We encompass the media, all media, not just new media, but traditional media. There is a place for traditional media, but there's also a lot of value that comes in the new media and how we can use the new media to grow a business. And we can create efficiencies in a marketing plan to help a company grow with the new media. You no longer have to spend the gobs of money that you used to have to spend. Now the playing field is leveled. Companies are on a more equal playing field. And the big companies can save a lot of money by not spending the dollars that they traditionally always spent on marketing. And the small companies can actually compete with the big companies because they can afford some of the tools that are out there to grow their companies. And so
you help your clients focus on and determine what is their niche, who are your customers, and how can we reach them?
It's all about you go and you meet with a client, you figure out who they're trying to reach, what they've done in the past. It's the consultative approach. And once you've done that, once you've discovered what they're trying to do, now we can take all the assets that we have, all the contacts we have, all of the great tools that we have at our disposal, and we can make those work for our clients in such a way that we're able to reduce their expenses and increase their effectiveness.
So you're showing your clients really what are the best connections that they can make depending upon what they want to achieve?
Yes. The number one largest issue right now in the web world is that companies have hired, say, a web expert, and they've received really poor service. They've received a product. Actually, most companies haven't even received a product. They've paid 50% up front. They've paid a fee up front. And then that project has been delayed and delayed and delayed. And the problem is you've got very intelligent people that are creating these formulas and these, you know, computer programs that will do all these really neat things. But a lot of these folks don't have a clue when it comes to serving people. They're not designed to, you know, connect with people. And so they don't know what it takes to deliver that end product. And they don't realize that by delivering that end product, they're actually going to grow their companies because they're going to get so much referral business and they're going to be as busy as they ever want to be. The problem in today's world is that most of these web people don't get it. They go after the quick dollar, they get a 50% fee up front, and they never deliver anything, and they go from one project to the next. And you've got this is a very common problem. I would say 80% of business owners are frustrated with their online media plan.
Don't you think the business owners that are in my generation, those old guys, if they've accepted the idea that they need a website, they go out and they find somebody to build it, and they put it out there, and it just lays. It just sits there.
It sits
hoping
there,
somebody will come look at it and deal with it. And yet they have to sit down and face the fact that the new media is there, which is a combination of old media and these new media tools, and they need someone like you to help determine, we've got a website. Now what do we do with it?
Right.
How do we use it to attract customers, and how do we use that to translate into business and profits and so forth?
Right.
And I think we've got an educational problem and maybe a generational problem, because a lot of the business owners, you know, are baby boomers or older. And this is all new to them. We've talked about this before, and Sam's given me all kinds of heck about this because she understands it, and so do you. And it's hard for people of my generation to pick up and run with because we just don't understand what it is and how to use it.
Right.
and, as a tool of communication.
Right. What's it for?
How do we
translate this into business?
Right. And most people at that point become crippled. They do nothing because they don't know what to do.
Here we go. Now I got Sam calling me old, and I got Jorgie calling me crippled. We're in trouble, and here comes a new radio show. But, of course, we've had extensive discussions of this because just with this Today's Business Radio, we've determined that if we can bring experts from every field in and talk about what's available today and how we can help business owners, we can use the old media, radio, and the new media, which will be the online and on-demand podcasts available from AM 1500 KSTP or todaysbusinessradio.com to bring these new topics and discuss these new topics so that us old crippled business owners can understand how to do business in today's world.
What a great intro for you.
How are we doing? First show, and we've already killed the host.
Yeah, not bad.
Jorgie, what you were saying about how it cripples certain people
yes,
or certain companies, what makes your company different in this space?
It's a great question, and everyone asks that question. You know, that's a terrific question, and so many people out there proclaim that they're the best company, I'm certainly not the best company necessarily, but what I can bring to a company is this fresh approach of honesty. You know, the honest approach of you don't have to spend an arm and a leg to get what you need done. So many web development companies are charging outrageous amounts of money for solutions where there are currently solutions out there that are available to the business owner that don't cost an arm and a leg. There's off-the-shelf solutions that you don't have to recreate. So many of these web design firms want you to come to them, and they'll create the code from scratch and do for you what is right now on the shelf and ready to go at some store. And you can grab that off-the-shelf product, incorporate it into your business plan, into your marketing plan online, and use that tool for a fraction of the cost and not have to spend the gobs of money that most of these companies are after. And I guess what makes me different is that I've stood in their shoes as a business owner. It's all about the fact that when I have a need to grow my company, I search out these solutions and I find these solutions and discover how to utilize them in my own company. I stand in their shoes.
Isn't it a question of migrating a marketing, advertising, PR budget from old media in the way a business maybe has used it for 20 or 30 years and starting to move it to new media? Because you don't abandon your old advertising programs. You don't abandon your public relations programs, your media relations programs, but you work in the new media and you start migrating that budget so that you can better reach your customers and better sell your product or service.
Well, and absolutely. There's a transition between, you know, Web 1.0 and Web 2.0, old media to new media. There's certainly a transition time. You look at any of the large companies, the large media companies, NBC, Fox News, ABC News, all of them have their traditional media that they're using, but they also have an online presence where you can watch any of their programs that they have on the TV. You can watch on demand over the internet. On the big scale, these guys are transitioning from the old media to the new media, and eventually when you can watch new media anywhere, when you can be driving around in your car and on your car stereo.
Not good.
Yes.
Not if you're watching, that's for
right.
sure.
Exactly.
Right. But when you can do it now on your iPod, on your iPhone. You know, so on your iPhone you can watch video while you drive, which is not smart. But yeah, you can
do it.
At
the stoplights, Tom. Don't worry.
You mean I just got to a BlackBerry and now you want me to go to an iPhone?
You know, iPhone it seems like
I'm
a pretty
the
cool
on this
tool,
deal.
But I think BlackBerry is still up there. But the thing is, the media is changing so quickly. And the consumer is adapting so quickly to it. That's the real key here. The consumer is changing this, is forcing companies to have to make a decision to transition away from the old media and to utilize the new media. Now, there's aspects of the old media that you can use. There's tools within the old media, audio, video. You know, video is a great tool. Right now, there's still a gap between what it costs to produce and the affordability of companies to use it. There's still a fairly significant gap there. Whereas audio is a very affordable tool that can be incorporated with video to grow a company. You can use a limited amount of video with a whole selection of audio and grow a business and use that tool to reach out to your customer and to not only build brand awareness, to connect with your customer, to build a residual connectiveness with them where they're coming back to you every week to hear your fresh content. The whole point of this business environment traditionally is always what? You connect with people. That's how business works. You're connecting with people. You connect with somebody. You show them how your product is going to demonstrate that it can provide a solution for their need. And that's what the new media is doing. All it's doing is taking business and using a new tool to do it.
Well, talking about new media, there's social media, viral media, and then just general new media.
Drag me into the next century on this language. I don't understand. What's social media? I mean, what?
Social media. Have you seen Facebook? Have you been on Facebook, Tom?
I have not been on Facebook. I probably won't be on Facebook, and I've never looked at Facebook.
I think you're going to get there. We're going to get you there.
Because you have to explain to me why. Yeah. What is the value of Facebook?
Well, there's 150 million people on Facebook today, and that number could... I know in the last, I think it's the last 6 months,
there?
It's doubled.
It's amazing. 150
million people. 150
million
doing? People there. 6.2 billion minutes a day are spent on Facebook.
Way too
worldwide.
Big for me to think about.
6.2 billion.
I think I have 50 connections on there. So
I hear about Facebook and I hear about high school people putting up a Facebook and putting
See, Facebook is a social medium where it's a tool where you can connect with the people you know. So you can place on there, you can place videos, you can place audio, you can do little games and little widgets. It's just really a way to socially connect with those people that you know. You go on, you create a Facebook account, and all of a sudden, people are finding you. People that you have lost contact with years ago will search for your name,
so
and they'll find you.
This looks like a website, but it's a chat room, something like that?
I guess it could be classified as a hybrid chat room. A hybrid chat room, but it's.
I had a college roommate reconnect after 20 so years.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, it was actually pretty interesting.
What was interesting. His name?
Roommate.
Roommate. I see. Back then, it was girls and girls. Okay,
that's right. So the social media is Facebook. It's LinkedIn.
She reconnected through
MySpace
with you via Facebook.
Yeah.
So you have a Facebook?
Yeah. Oops.
There you go, Tom.
You're going to have to show me what that looks like. I have no idea what that looks like.
Two out of three in this room are on Facebook.
Oh, boy. Here we go. Here we go. And Sam also mentioned viral media. What in the world is that?
Viral media. Have you,
where you remember get a disease or something?
Remember the movie Snakes on a Plane?
How could you forget?
Did you ever see that?
No.
I never saw
just
it.
Just the previews.
I never saw it, but check this out. You could go online. That was Samuel Jackson. Remember that, that guy? Good actor. You could go online to this website, and you could enter a friend's phone number in it, and then you could create a message that would be voiced by Samuel Jackson, and it would go to your friend, and it would say, "Hey, Tom, your friend Greg wants you to go see Snakes on a Plane," and it would be personalized, and this became this viral media tool.
So it is a virus. It's harassment via the internet.
Well, it
from
it,
your friends. What
it, from your friends.
Yeah, what it does is it gets people excited about using this tool. It's a fun tool. They do it because it's fun. It's interactive, and you can do something fun to a friend. But what it does is it gets people talking about this new movie that came out.
But how do you use it for business? How do you use that to help your business grow and to help improve your profitability?
Well, your business is your business is about getting in front of people, right? I mean, you want to get in front of people. You want people to be talking about your business.
Business owners want to get in front of potential new customers.
Correct.
And stay connected with their existing customers.
Right.
So how do you use a Facebook to do that? This just doesn't compute to me. It just doesn't make sense to me.
Well, that's where we get into having to walk you through Facebook and showing you the benefits of it. And we can do that for you. We set people up with Facebook. We set them up with all of these social media networks, and we can even maintain them for the companies so that the company can come to us and we handle everything for them. All they have to worry about is that they're doing what they know how to do, and we take care of the whole social media realm for them. We take care of the whole new media realm for them, incorporating audio and video into a website where they're connecting people with their audience on a regular basis. And all of this translates into the fact that people are going to look at you and say, wow, these guys are cutting edge. They are aware of what's going on in the world today. They're utilizing all these tools online. And we're going to trust them with our business because we think they're going to be here long term.
Are you also going to help them navigate some of the risks that are inherent in all of these different new tools?
Absolutely.
Well, we're back to viral. What's the risk?
Well, the key, I mean, there's risks in everything that you do. You know, you place a video on YouTube, but you're in amongst all these other real trashy videos. So there are some inherent risks in being associated with the other videos that are placed on YouTube.
So let me see if I understand this. For a business, if we use Facebook, we're using the internet to put up our public relations information so people can go to that Facebook and find out who we are, what we're doing, what we've been doing, what's going on next, that kind of thing?
Yeah, you can use it to both connect with your sphere. Your sphere is your past clients, your the people you know, your family. You can use it to connect. You can also use it to update. So you can use tools like Twitter. Twitter is an online tool that takes all of these applications.
Twitter. And, here we go again.
Sam, do you know what Twitter is?
Yes, and you can spend every second of every day doing it.
So
I didn't know I was going to an English course, English 101, rewritten in new media. You got all this, you know, social media, viral media, Twitter. What's
Well,
a
wait,
Twitter?
Wait, wait. Let's go to WOM.
WOM. What's a WOM?
WOM is the most About simple thing in the world. WOM is the way most businesses grow. Word of mouth, right?
Okay.
Word of mouth is the number one method that people grow. This is the number one way that businesses
grow.
Are
you familiar with that?
I think I know that one.
Okay.
But here's the question I have for companies.
We called it networking in the old days.
Sure,
but
But word of mouth, I mean, you ask a business, how do you grow? They say referral, by referral. That's how we grow, word of mouth. That's how most companies say they grow their business. And yet, you look at their budgets, and their budgets are geared towards traditional media and some of it towards the new media. But how many companies actually focus on word-of-mouth marketing? Not many. And so we've created a program around word-of-mouth marketing to help maximize that word-of-mouth effectiveness that drives the highest percentage of business into a company is through word-of-mouth. Let's target that. Let's create a program around word of mouth that allows you to maximize the leads that can come in as a result of that word of mouth marketing. And that's what we do with WOM.
Now, you're going to have to take that one more step. I mean, I understand traditional networking, and I understand the fact that I've got hundreds of satisfied customers for my business that are out there, and we've participated in this networking and word of mouth.
Right.
Because they've told other prospective new customers that we did a good job and hire these guys and they're good. How does your program take that and accelerate it? That's what I want to know.
Right. Well, you're probably unlike most business owners out there in that you
I've
really
heard that before.
You really have a comprehension. Yeah. The fact that you meet with so many business owners, you have the benefit of seeing what people have done that has worked, and you get to also see what people have done that has not worked. And you get to learn from those experiences through other people's efforts. And so you're different in that you've benefited from that in your own company. You've been able to implement policies and procedures and disciplines into your company that allow you to succeed the way you do.
Best practices, we used to call those.
Best
I hope
practices.
You haven't changed that on me.
Right. But most companies are lacking in that department. Most companies are lacking in their word-of-mouth marketing. They just don't focus on it. And so our goal is to come in and help you see the benefit and the wisdom in going to the word of mouth. And that's the key to really, you know, you've got to develop the new media. You have to. Otherwise, people will look at you as old and losing out on the marketplace. People want to be with a company that is forward-thinking and has a handle on what's coming in the marketplace.
So the absence of showing up in any of those areas is probably worse than showing up and doing it wrong.
I mean, if you don't have a website and you don't have a website that actually functions right. I mean, currently, there's a big discrepancy between having clutter on your website and having a clean, efficient website. A lot of the people in the web world would have you believe that you need to create this blog site with all of this, all of these external links, because that helps the SEO, mm-hmm. the search engine optimization work if you have all these links and all these connected points and all this and that.
Pages and links is what they
Correct.
Call us, pages and links.
But that creates clutter, and the consumer comes to that website and is overwhelmed. They're already overwhelmed by what's in the marketplace, let alone when they come to a website and they're overwhelmed by the clutter that's on the website. They can't find anything. They can't get the information they need, and they leave. And so I still think it goes back to the basic principle of keep it simple online. Keep a simple site organized well where the information is easily accessible. That's the key. And we've been all over the board here. I mean, the gist of what we're offering is the new media expert to help you pull all these things together. Now, are we the expert in every model? No. But do we have access to the right individuals in video production? Yes. I've got one of the best video people in the city. He's worked in the movie business for 17 years. He knows how to capture film and do it right. And then I've got everything from that level all the way down to very basic videographers that want to come in and do it very affordably for you, for the small business owner. So we've got the gamut in video. We've got the gamut in audio. I've got access to studios all over town.
Greg, before we run out of time here, I know that you're in the process of writing a book, and you write about the power of A. Can you explain that to us?
The power of A, it's in iTunes. iTunes is capitalized on the power of A. You go there, and this is where everyone goes for music. The power of A is in talk radio. Talk radio is super effective. You've got some of the largest audiences around the country listen to talk radio. A is in the way you do business when you meet with a client, when you meet face-to-face and you're discussing things. The power of A is audio. Audio is the most powerful tool in the world.
He could have said audio and we'd have at least been going down the right road.
But then I wouldn't have baited you like that. I got you to listen, right? That's half the point.
When is he going to say it?
I can see this now. We're going to have 80 or 100 of these things going on this year, and I'm going to be baited the whole way through. But we'll live through it.
I love it.
You know, the one thing that we see a lot of businesses make errors on is they have a canned product, something that they're trying to sell, a service or a product. And they go out and they talk to a customer and they try to make the customer fit the product. I think what I'm hearing, what you're saying, is you go out and you talk to a customer and you try to determine what they're trying to accomplish, and then you try to custom tailor a program that will allow them to succeed using all of this new media and all of these terms that we've learned today. Is that correct?
That's correct. And we like to take it to the level of really helping them see the possibility of reducing their expenses and creating more effective marketing. If we can do that for a client, we're going to have long-term business and have a client that's really happy with our services and is going to refer us to their friends. And that's what we're hoping to be able to do. So I think we're out of time for this session, but...
Well, I think we've had a pretty good discussion, and we've got a little better idea of who Jorgi Jorgensen is and what Real Niche Media is. And hopefully our listeners will understand that... There is a new media. There are new tools available to help businesses grow and become more profitable and help them point towards the exits.
And there's a company that will help them navigate that whole arena.
And here it is, Real Niche Media. So to find out more information about that, please go to todaysbusinessradio.com and click through to Real Niche Media. And feel free to give Jorgi your comments and questions. And if you have any other topics you'd like us to bring up, bring them up at that time as well, and we'll try to cover them on a future show. So for my co-host, Sam Zordich, and our producer, Greg Jorgensen, this is Tom Lyons thanking you for listening to Today's Business Radio.
You've been listening to Today's Business Radio with host Tom Lyons. Tom is the owner of Phelan Partners Limited, an M&A advisory and consulting firm. You can listen weekly to Today's Business Radio every Tuesday and Thursday morning at 7:20 on the talk station, AM 1500 KSTP. Tom and myself, Jay Coles, discuss business ownership topics to help business owners, entrepreneurs, and top-level executives build enterprise value, improve profitability, and plan for their eventual sale. That's every Tuesday and Thursday at 7:20 a.m. on the talk station, AM 1500 KSTP. Today's Business Radio is also available around the clock and around the world at todaysbusinessradio.com. That's todaysbusinessradio.com. All content provided by Today's Business Radio is provided for general information only and should not be treated as a substitute for professional advice from your legal, accounting, and business advisors. Today's Business Radio is not liable for the contents of this podcast, nor does it endorse any commercial product or service mentioned or advised in this podcast. All radio shows, podcasts, and other content provided by Today's Business Radio is copyrighted and may not be reproduced or downloaded for any reason without prior written consent by Today's Business Radio. If you have a topic you'd like covered at Today's Business Radio, log on to our website at todaysbusinessradio.com and submit your comments and questions. Thanks for listening to todaysbusinessradio.com.